absolutely delighted and very humbled with so many people coming out across the county and voting for myself and voting for the team. Obviously, I have a strong showing here in Donegal, but the team also have a strong showing, with, you know, taking, I think, over 42%, is it, of the vote in the county in the face of, you know, a new party as well in terms of the 100% redress, who've done really, really well. For us, is a remarkable vote and is a vote of confidence, not only in ourselves, but in our councillors and our teams of activists. And I just want to thank everybody who's been part of our team, knocking the doors, walking the highways. It's been bad weather, it's been dark nights, but they've gone out there and they've won the popular vote in Donegal for us.
And your popularity is not just in your own local area. I mean, you've pulled in votes in every electoral area right across the county. So, you know, whatever it is about you, it resonates throughout and beyond, I'm sure.
Yeah, look, you know, I've been obviously able to poll votes in areas in that I haven't canvassed in or haven't put up posters or leaflets. I was kidding, reflecting to somebody else, does it actually argue for not putting up posters or leaflets if you're being able to, you know, top the poll in areas that you haven't? But look, you know, some of that is, like, I'm the deputy leader in the Dáil. I have a high profile involved in some of the debates. I'm also probably in the list of 1, 2, and 3, and there's a huge disciplined vote there. It's I come before Poig and Knowles, so some of that is a reason for that. But when I look at the transfers, and we've kind of done tallies now of my own 19,200 and so votes, we've tallied about a third of those, and what's remarkable is 75% of those votes have a number two for another Sinn Féin candidate, and that's unheard of across political parties. And it just shows you that, you know, that that people want not only change, but they were voting 1, 2, and 3 in big numbers.
Just in relation to that, and from what you've seen from those votes, you know, obviously there's percentages involved and what have you, but you'll get Pádraig McLoughlin very, very close. How does that, is it clear at this point to see them trickling down to benefit Noel Jordan, as he'll be the last remaining Sinn Féin candidate effectively in the field, and what kind of an impact might that have in him bringing up close, in him closer to the likes of Charles Ward or Charlie McConnell Logue?
Yeah, look, you know, from over 5,000 of our votes, so we did a dip sample, so which is basically you just randomly choose 5,000 of the 19,000 votes and you look at where the number twos are going, and 55% of them are going to Pádraig McLoughlin and 20% are going to Noel Jordan, so there's a 75% vote there. And we believe that Pádraig will probably get elected with a bit of a surplus after the distribution of my surplus, and hopefully that happens tonight. It leaves Noel with a bit of a bump, but he's still got a bit of a climb in relation to being able to be in the shake for the finals.
And in terms of, obviously, you're not going to give up hope because we don't know what's going to happen, right? But realistically, do you think it's too big of a gap for him to bridge?
Look, I've been at counts and I've seen candidates go home at night thinking that they weren't going to win the seat and come back the next morning to find out that they were in the shake of a seat. I know he'll be well ahead of John McNulty. He'll go out, his transfers will be interesting to see what kind of geographic areas there, and he actually may be still ahead of Bradley when she goes out. So we need to see just where the transfers are. Once you are eliminating about 5 or 6 candidates, you're into then kind of, you know, candidates that have got 1,000+ votes, and it's too early to say. We don't know where the Greens are going. We don't know where people profit.
It's a lot there, yeah.
So there's a lot there, yeah.
Just in terms of the national picture, I'm hearing various people who are supposedly in the know predicting how many seats all of these votes will transfer to. Do you have a working figure in your head where you think Sinn Féin may be at, sort of a band, or where you think Fine Gael might be at, and where you think Fianna Fáil may be at? Or
I can't even predict who's going to win the last seat in this county. No. I can't even predict who's going to win the last 2 seats in this constituency, never mind talking to me down in different constituencies. So, look, you know, there's loads of pundits. I heard Matt Britton yesterday posting last night saying Sinn Féin had just had a terrible day in the office, you know, and these are political pundits that are supposedly in the know, and yet we're the people's choice. So, look, you know, we take all of that with a bit of salt at this point in time. We have to wait till the votes are counted, and some of this will come down to fine margins. What I can tell you is, like, look, we went out with 33 seats. We took 37 the last time round. We expect to be higher than that. So we're in contention in a number of different constituencies. We could take back Clare. There's Dublin South West. There's an additional seat in Waterford that's in play. There's an additional seat in Fingal that's in play. There's the new constituency there in terms of Wexford, were in play there as well. So there's a number of there's a few others as well that that are looking good for us.
I watched I mentioned this a little earlier on. I watched the reveal of the exit poll yesterday, and Matt Carthy was there. Well, he wasn't there. He was he was joining them remotely, and it just popped up in the screen that Sinn Féin was now effectively, according to an exit poll, the biggest party in the country in terms of first preferences. And it was put to him immediately, you must be disappointed with that result, okay? And then, of course, a remarkable amount of time was given in debates to this Sinn Féin proposal for an external review, an independent review of RT's coverage of international events, right? I mean, if you're not in government, it's going to be a long 5 years, isn't it? I mean, how much of an impact does the... Because I think people should be fair. It's so difficult to be biased, Paddy. It really is, because you have to think so hard. Sure. You really have to think so hard, right? But if you try and treat everyone equally, it's so easy, okay? But you cannot help but wonder, right, what your party's going to be up against for the next 5 years if you end up in opposition again.
Well, look, we have the benefit of local radio, Greg.
I'm only getting so far.
And we've got plenty of local media here in Donegal. Look, you know, everybody brings their own to the pitch, you know, in a certain way. And media are, you know, and in my view, media are fair enough. You know, that's the way it is, right? But look, you know, the reality is, we all come, it's the backgrounds that we live in, you know, our environment that we circulate in, they shape our opinions, they shape our judgment and all the rest. So, like, you know, I meet people, you know, who are in high flyers sometimes. I'm not even talking about the media, and they're not voting for Sinn Féin because, like, they're well looked after in terms of the establishment. And therefore, they have a different view about us. But they're, you know, the majority of the people aren't in that basket. So I'm not too worried about that. I'm, you know, when I'm talking to RT, I'm not really talking to the pundit there. I'm talking to the person who's listening to me in Glenties or in Ardra.
It is kind of funny that there is a bubble there. There is a bubble. And the major, it's like if you're not on if you're on X, everyone thinks X, everything's determined on X.
Yeah,
forget it. All I'm doing when I'm posting on X is giving national journalists free stuff. That's it, because the people that listen to my show aren't on X. On Facebook and elsewhere. We heard Donal referencing Micheál Martin's comments and Simon Harris's comments, you know, in terms of the formation of government. I don't know if they're being coy or they're just waiting to see which way the seats pan out. I can't see them having anywhere between sort of 80 and 90. I'd be amazed if they had between them. But anyway, that's what some pundits are saying. What would I know? We spoke to your party colleague, Páirc McLoughlin, a little earlier on, to be fair, so I don't want to trip you up on it. He still thinks very much so that there is a pathway back. There's a pathway for Sinn Féin into government. Do you agree? Is there entitled to have different levels of optimism or want and desire? But do you think there is a workable path into power?
I really can't answer that question until I see the numbers. Like, the numbers will dictate this. The numbers dictate the election, right? So it all depends where you're at, and it also depends if you have a party who wants to go in and prop up Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. I led the negotiations for Sinn Féin the last time round. We were in serious negotiations with a group of independents and different political parties, and the Greens then decided that they thought it was more stable to go in with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. So if you make that decision, if one group leaves you, then the numbers don't no longer add up, you know, and then you have to stop. You have to stop because it's not possible. So we just need to see, first of all, what do Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have? What does Sinn Féin have? And who's willing to prop it up? You know, so like the Sock Dems, for example, they've had a decent election here. I think the exit poll might have overemphasised it, but they've had a good election. That has to be welcome. But the fundamental difference is with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. So the big question they have to ask themselves, are they going to prop up this government? And if they don't, then who does prop up the government? The Greens are very, very low, I believe. I haven't really got it.
Not either, but I think they're almost at wipeout level.
Yeah, Into probably are coming back with, what, one seat?
Three, maybe.
Are they coming back
early
with three?
Speculation.
Okay, I didn't,
Might not be the case. I heard someone speculate earlier on, but it could have been an optimistic ain't too rep. I don't know.
Yeah, so it all depends on the numbers and who's willing. Labour Party will be there for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. They've been, you know, hanging out that sheet for a long time. But will they have the numbers to do it? Yeah. So this is a numbers issue in the other side of this. So we'll look at the numbers, and the first question we'll ask is, can we form a government without Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael?